This is going to be brief, but to the point. Well, about 3 months ago, I bought some of the Pilot. They have I think it was Vesta or V. They call them V-Pens. They've changed the names a little bit on them, but these are a really, really, really good disposable fountain pen. And I've worked out with silicon tubing and, say, a 10mm syringe that I can suck the ink out, flush it, and put in a different coloured ink. About 6 goings with water or whatever. And I can also refill them by putting, say 3.5 cc's of fucking ink or food dye or whatever, and then pumping there's the sight on the ink tank, you know what I mean? So I've worked out how to refill these, right? And that means that there are people who... There's one guy who says, I've used the same pen and I've been refilling it for 30 years, so... And what I've done is I've made, using proper fountain pen ink, there you go. Oh, so I use the Queen. It depends on the ink because they have different wetting properties, and that means they flow between the plastic and the stainless steel parts, you know what I mean? And a little bit of detergent, like 1 or 2 drops, depending, just try it and see, will sometimes greatly assist the food dye to go through the pens. And other times the ink flows fairly well, but if you add 1 or 2 drops of ink per 50ml bottle, that's rose pink. All right, that was concentrated by about 4 or 5 times, right? You'll get the dye will flow through at a much higher rate than it would normally feed at. So what I've been able to do, that's for the rose pink. That's for the red pillar box food dye, this is grey. This is a mixture of one part blue to 10 parts black food dye, and then it's diluted right down to, say, about 1/5. This is brown. This is by mixing the colours, you get brown. This is a straight black food dye. This is a straight green food dye. And the yellow itself was very, very faint. And so this was reduced, or you put it in a small pan, like a double boiler or a very, very low specified temperature, and you just drive off the water, and this is concentrated the dye by about 5, 3, 4 times, whatever, and that's what I've come up with. Now, where's my pencil? So, this is... Oh, where is it? Back to front. Oh. Get it? Good boy. Other end. That's how come right here. That's the brown, that's a mixture of colours to make brown. That's the green food dye. That's the standard sort of range of fountain pen blue ink type stuff. That there, that's the grey that I formulated, the diluted pen. And where is it? This is because I needed some grey for grey insulation on the wiring, right? That's the grey fountain pen. And that's the 6B pencil. And you can tell the difference because how dark the 6B pencil is depends on how hard you press. But for all intents and purposes, the grey of the 6B pencil is more or less identical to the grey formulation of fucking fountain pen ink. That's the yellow that was concentrated by about four times, you know, reduced. You take 50 mil of water and you end up with, say, 20 mil of water, you know, and the dye concentrates. That's the Pillar Box Red food dye from Queen. That's the rose pink, and that was concentrated by about four or five times. So that's a different thing altogether. And there's this bog stock black ink from Queen Food Dyes. So, you know, two, three months ago, I had one colour in seven, you know, you buy seven at once and they're like $35 or something. I can refill these forever. And now with a bit of fucking around with food dyes and stuff, I now have like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different colours, you know. So that's a good thing.